Under the Training Book exists and is recorded as an in need of sleep, very tired, sometimes drunk, sometimes more than drunk. Rider dumps out a wasteland of words and thoughts from his brain so he can reboot in the morning. It's really more journal style and more resembles Days of Diaryland and Daily Blogger updates than a normal podcast. You'll get rants on here, politics, faith, fuck you to faith, pop culture, likes, dislikes, pains, shit stories. This test of ever beep and whistle during a podcast learning process.
How many times can you record one episode and keep fucking it up?
I went out with one of my cousins one time, and he wanted to go out on a date with this girl. And it was one of those things like, oh, to go out with her, he needs somebody to go out with a friend of hers. So I went out with a friend of hers, who was pretty cool. You know, neither one of us really wanted to be on a date, so... But... The story clicked in my head for some reason. I really don't know. I remember one of the things about it was like where we parked at was like the Headless Horseman Bridge legend thing where he's from. Because you seem to find those like anywhere in the United States, like especially like small town areas. It might not be in every town, but there's usually one place in almost every county where if you know the story of the Headless Horseman, there's at least one bridge where it's considered almost like a legendary Headless Horseman bridge. And we had one of those where, you know, the horseman would chase you, but he can't cross the bridge. So if you got to cross the bridge, you're safe because he can't cross it to get you. But that area where this particular bridge was also where everybody used to go and get drunk and stuff when they first got their license, and then they could find somebody to buy one beer and stuff like that. And yeah, and I know how I said beer there. But yeah, I got really toasted when another one of my cousins joined us, and I got really drunk and sick drunk on Sunny Delight and vodka, like rock gut vodka. And I remember we stopped on the way to get something to eat on the way home and talked to my brother, then girlfriend, who is now his wife, and I was totally toasted, like, hanging out of the car. Another thing I just remembered about this particular night was we were going back to my cousin's house, and his mom and dad was out of town, so we were both staggering up his own yard up to their house, and he started being belligerent like most fucking idiot drunks are, and I fucking just was tired of it. I was drunk myself. I done threw up a couple times, because you don't want to mix Sunny Delight with vodka. It's no, it'll make you sick. And even if they still have Sunny Delight, I don't even know if they still have it, but I digress. He passed out, or was half passed out, couldn't walk anymore on the yard, and I just fucking left him there, and I was like, I'm going. So I took the keys off of him. I mean, not like he could fight me, he couldn't hold his liquor. I was the one that was sick and plastered, but I could still move around better than him, so I took the keys from him and went inside and slept in a warm bed while he somehow fucking finally passed out on the lawn as it rained all night and shit. Trending topics, a quick glance at BBC.com. Uganda's president promotes his son. You know, his family will probably get together with the Trumps and talk about promoting family. Maybe piss on each other, I don't know. Headline, U.S. jets launch swarm of mini drones. Yep. That's all I'm going to say about that. Warming world, harming insects. Yeah, Mar mentioned this to me earlier tonight. I guess bumblebees are close to being on extinct species list or something. Insects are so much a part of our ecosystem. Like, all living things are, but when, like, rhinos or elephants die out, it's not, more than likely, it's not going to affect our ecosystem that bad. Insects are very much the life of our ecosystem in so many ways, so not a way we're fucked. But as I always say, I don't recycle because the fucking planet will be fine on its own. If we won't fucking take care of it, we deserve to die out. Planet will be fine. Headline, Fort Lauderdale airport shooting, 5 people shot dead by Florida gunman. Yeah, this happened, what was it, last week when this shooting happened? And you know, you got the normal bullshit about when any shooting happens. one side screaming one thing, the other side screaming another thing. Neither one of them actually saying anything. It has anything close to being the truth. And we all know the issue is a way of fixing something, but we don't want to do it because truly addressing the issue would be compromise. And compromise is not a weakness. Not being able to compromise is cowardice. And we can't compromise either way in this country, and that's why we continue to have shootings like this. It's going to take almost every person in this country to have somebody really close to them die in one of these things for people to finally want to decide to change. And I don't even know if they will then. Headline, UK military to build prototype laser weapon. That's a good place for me to make another quartermass comment, right? Quartermass to the rescue. A blogger entry from Monday, December 18th, 2006. My boss was shit all last week and passed it on to me over the weekend. So I missed the going away party for my friend and I feel really bad about it. Just really bad in general. I'm still recovering from it tonight. Watched Doctor Who Fear Her Friday night after I got off work at 2 a.m. Wave taped it for me. I liked it. A simple little episode, told very well. Now next comes the Marathon Friday and the two-part season finale. Thought I would just come in for a bit and throw up a post while at work and taking a little break. Not much going on. Finishing up the first draft of the short story after doing some research over the weekend. We got our AFI tickets in the mail for February, and Amy Goodman is coming back to Florida to speak once again, and we ordered tickets for that also. Good news among the much of the holidays that is very much humbug. I'll make a little comment, unscheduled comment, and the main by scheduled. I'm trying to format these better so it's just not a mess. I mentioned Amy Goodman and I'm a fan and I like Amy Goodman a lot as a journalist. Amy Goodman of Democracy Now thing. But I've been wanting to talk on this one. If you looked at Democracy Now during the election and right before the presidential election and leading up to it, they focus so much on Hillary, and I ain't the biggest Hillary fan, but I look at, that's the liberal media. That is the true liberal media, not the fucking, the media's liberal bullshit, because it's way more conservative than it is mainstream media is. But they really went after, and it shows you, like, how much liberals really went after her, to the detriment, and that's why so many freaking white liberals fucking voted against her. I mean, people are supposed to be allies, aren't helping. Fucking help. Don't be a fucking idiot. Blood Waste Book presents some poetry. God's Left in the Trash, Pester. Do not pester me with faith. I stand on my own pulpit and see time is approaching and it may be too late. The children can no longer cry because reality has set in. Tears are no longer needed when it does not matter who wins. The victory is meaningless when our leaders cheat, loving with gods who eat freshly sainted meat. Little crosses singing the songs of ever lost. Souls in fly-infested preaching to cut all their throats at funny cost. Line up the sinners for the winners need to gloat. We are the holy. We are what you will be taught. So rebels need to be rebelling and screamers losing their voice. Because if we sit by as the changes walk on us, nothing becomes a matter of choice.
I want a renaissance to shine a light. Be the change we want. Set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening. In my heart, hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the dark for so long, but I believe in truth. Yes, I'm not so unlike you, 'cause there's a song. But I believe it's true.
Maybe I should end all these after everything else, but they fuck you, Trump, and fuck you, everybody voted for him.